I'm Emmanuel Gungampo from Togo, West Africa. And about 2 weeks ago, when we were planning to come to Fallsville, Kentucky, I have no idea I would be in Madisonville. Because I've never heard of this church or the city here before. And but God works everything out, so I could be here, and I'm very thankful. And I'll say this is really a privilege for me. It's a privilege. When Pastor Richardson asked me to preach this afternoon, I said, what I'm going to say, I'm not going to say to these great preachers. I've been blessed with the preaching already. And I've been touched with the preaching of the Word of God. And what will I say? What will I preach to preachers? I just want to share my heart with you. I don't have something new for you, but I want to share my heart with you this afternoon. So I would like to thank Pastor Richardson for giving me the opportunity. And but also you have to listen carefully. I don't speak Kentucky English. Way from Africa. So let us share something within the Word of God. Read 1 John. First John, chapter 4. First John, chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. First John, chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. It reads, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this church, this great church. And thank you for this gathering. And I pray that you help us to understand your word and apply it to our lives. We commit everything to your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Some of you heard my testimony yesterday. I'll just tell you how God loved me. God loved me and still loves me. And through that, I see the love of God in salvation. The love of God in salvation. In fact, that's what the love of God is foundational in our salvation. Of course, we are saved by grace through faith. But it is because God loved us that he was also gracious. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loved me so much. You know, many people in the world do not believe that God loves them because of the bad things that happen in the world, such as earthquake, flood, hurricanes, famine, sufferings, wars, and so on and so forth. And some people say, if God loves us, if God loves mankind, why does he allow such things to happen? They ask why, but they forget about the responsibility of men. Bad things happen because people are sinful. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen. Amen.
We are sinners, that's why. Bad things happen. But God loves us. God loves me. God loves you. He loves the whole world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The love of God is seen on the cross. But God commendeth his love toward us in while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God so loved me that he sent his Son to die on the cross for me. And all I think about the love of God for me. And not only that, you know, I was born in that village in West Africa where there was no Bible, no church. But God so loved me. Not only that, he sent his Son, but he sent a missionary. And a cost. That's the grace of God. God was so gracious to me that he knew that that African boy in that village needed to hear the gospel. And he sent somebody all away, thousands of miles away from here. And he went to Africa and lived next door to me. That is the love of God.
Amen.
That is the grace of God. And I was born in that satanic worship. But God so loved me that he sent his Son to deliver me. I'm saved. I'm being delivered because of the love of God. God so loved me. And, you know, and he went to that African country. And that's how I could hear the gospel. The love of God. God so loved us. God loves everybody. He loves the whole world. He loves you. And I'm amazed that he loves me too. That is the amazing grace. Amazing grace. The Bible says that, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That's what happened to my life. God was so gracious. And I'm saved. And that village, I was the first person as a young boy to hear the gospel. To hear that God loves me, that he sent his Son to die on the cross. And he shed his blood on Calvary cross for me. The love of God is seen on Calvary. God loves everybody. I'm amazed that God doesn't, he sees everybody and he loves everybody. He loves the whole world. He loves America. He loves Africa. He loves Europe, Asia, Australia. He loves the whole world. He loves all people. I'm amazed. God loves me too. He loves you and he loves me too. You know, there are some people it's hard to love. You know that. There are some people I don't like. Yeah. You know, I don't like people who will kill others for their religion. Go and bomb some people because of their religion. I don't like that. But God loves them.
Amen.
God loves everybody. And we need to share the love of God with them. Tell them that Jesus is the Savior. He is the Savior of the world. And they need to hear that. And when you hear that, God will use that to save them too. Brothers and sisters, I'm glad that God is a loving God. The God of the Bible is a loving God. He loves us. That's why he sent his son to die on the cross for us. And I will also say that Christianity is a loving religion. This is the only loving religion. And that's why it's only in Christianity, in the Bible, that we really talk about the love. God so loved the world that he gave his son to die on the cross. And that's what we see in the Bible. So Christianity is actually a loving religion. It is amazing that God could love me in such a way that he could send his only begotten son to come into this sinful world in order to die on the rugged cross, where he shed his precious blood for me and for you. That is love. That is the love of God. Isn't that love? Somebody giving his life for you. Isn't that love? Oh, I will say hallelujah, what a savior. God loves me. And I'm still amazed that he could think about me. I'm still amazed that God could love somebody like me, a wretch like me. But thank God that he loved me. And then through his love, he sent his son to die on the cross. And he saved me. Now I'm saved. Now I am on my way to heaven. I have everlasting life because of the love of God. And I like that chorus, that song, the chorus says, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. And when I got saved, I could see even my relatives, my family members, because I became a Christian, they hated me. But I knew that God loved me. And as the preacher said, people will hate you because of your faith in Christ. But God loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross of Calvary. He became a man for us to become divine. He humbled himself for us to be lifted up. He became poor for us to be rich. He died for us so that we can live. God truly loves you, and he loves me too. I'm glad God loves me. The love of God has been seen on the cross of Calvary. He gave his life on the cross. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Isn't that love? God commanded his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Also, the love of God is seen in our daily walk with God. I am saved. I am blessed to have the precious word of God, the Bible, which is the word of God. I'm so blessed. Brothers and sisters, God loved me. And I'm so happy to be saved. And I'm telling you, this is the best thing that could happen to somebody in his life.
Amen.
To be saved.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
That's the love of God. And I could see the love of God in my life every day. He takes care of me every day. No, God made me his child. That's the love of God. As the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And when you are saved, you know it, and I know it, that I'm saved. When I say you know it, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. And he loves you too. You know, success or defeat in life depends on how much you put in you the Word of God. And I'm glad I have the Word of God, the Bible, which is the Word of God. I'm glad I have it. It's so precious. I have it. And when I think that, I think how God could love me that way. When I was in that darkness, this book became a light to me. That's the love of God. And since I got saved, God, the love of God, with his love, every day, he shows his love to me. The love of God is manifested in our daily life, daily walk. God takes care of us. He provides for our needs. He protects us. He guards us daily. He heals us when we are sick. That's God. That's the love of God. He heals us when we are sick. Wherever we go, he is with us. You know, I can tell you testimony upon testimony about how God protects and he guides. He takes care of every day. I've been traveling in the United States. I went to many states and I go to some places that I have never been before. Last time, my family and I were traveling when going back to Alabama where we were staying, and we got lost. In the middle of the night, midnight, and there was a fog. I couldn't even see, even from here, from this to this view, I couldn't see. I had to stop. We didn't know where we were going, and we didn't know where we were. Can you imagine that? But I don't know how we turned, and our GPS will not even talk. We just turned and back and we're driving until we get and down. Then we found our way again. You could see the hand of God. The hand of God, the protection of God. And when they also were just driving and in the snow, we don't have snow in West Africa. Driving in the snow. And I have no idea about the black eye. Is this black eye they call it? And yeah, black eyes. Then I saw the car was going to throw out. I didn't know what to do. But my wife was just sitting and she was saying, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And the van just stopped somewhere. Could see the hand of God. God takes care of us every day. And I've seen God, the protection of God, the mighty works of God, the love of God. This is God, the love, our God, the God who you are serving. He loves us so much. Brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful that God so loved me. You know, when I see people in the United States, many churches, many young people in the United States, I'll say, probably I had to complain that I was born in that village where there was no Bible, and no church, but rather I could see the manifestation of the love of God in my life. That God so loved me that He was so gracious to me, and that He sent somebody to tell me about the love of God and what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for me, that I could be saved. And now I'm saved. I'm blessed, so blessed to know the Lord, to know God. That is the love of God. God loves you so much. I'm telling you, God loves you. You have been so blessed in this country. So blessed beyond. You have been so blessed. All I see in the motels, you see Bibles in the motels. You go to offices, you see Bibles. You see, go to many places, you see Bibles. See, what a blessing. What a blessed country. While there are some places where people don't even have a copy of this book. What a blessing. To have a church like this, is a blessing. Where the word of God is preached, is the blessing from God. Many churches, when we drove to this place, we saw many churches on the road. Many churches. I said, what a blessing. You have been so blessed in this country. So blessed. God loves you. God loves you. That is the love of God. And having all these privileges, you think that people will serve God more. Actually, the more God blesses, the more we have to serve Him. The more He blesses, the more we have to serve Him. But the tendency of man is that when we have so much, we forget about God. But God loves you. And this is the love of God. I'm glad to tell you that God loves me too. God loves you, and He loves me too. The love of God was manifested on the cross of Calvary. The love of God is seen in our daily walk with Him. It's amazing how God could love us and send His Son to die on the cross. And this the song says, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus, the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned and clean. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I want to tell you just, God loves me. He loves me. And He loves you too. God so loved the world. And because of His love, I'm standing in front of you today just to tell you that I'm thankful to God to be saved. And I'm saved, and I know. And it's a blessing for me to have the precious word of God. Amen. All this is part of the love of God. Amen. For me and for you. God bless you.